I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
He's not gone. That's the whole point. He's never gone.
Is this some radical new therapy?
You see?
These calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
Are you going to eat your tots?
Hey, where are the white women at?
Did you throw a trident?
Yeah, there were horses, a man on fire, and I killed a guy with a trident.
Oh, I hated the colonel with his wee beady eyes and that smug look on his face. Oh, you're gonna buy my chicken. Oh!
What's happening? Okay? What's happening?
The way your dad looked at it, his watch was your birthright. He'd be damned if any slope's gonna put the greasy yellow hands on his boy's birthright, so he hid it. In one place he knew he could hide something, his ass.
All systems go!
I love that. Yeah. That was a good movie. That was a good movie. Anything with Christopher Walken is a good movie.
Anything.
Notice how Christopher Walken, it's just Christopher Walken now in any movie.
He plays himself in a movie.
He plays himself. He's like Jack Nicholson.
Yeah. He just pops up in the middle of a movie and... Yeah, makes it.
All he does is cameos now. He's
yeah. Yeah. And people love it.
You see him in Sleepy Hollow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good.
That was good.
With all his teeth fucked up. I just fit him nice.
That was good.
We're here.
Yeah. Like a Wedding Crashers in the poster. It just said, like, with Christopher Walken on the bottom.
Just to get people to go.
Yeah. That's the only reason why I saw. Otherwise, I wouldn't have seen it. I heard that.
How long was his cameo?
Yeah, he had a big part in the movie.
Oh, did he?
I don't remember. Was he, like, hysterical in the movie? I don't really remember. I think it was pretty uneventful. It was pretty straight-laced. Yeah, there was... I mean, there's a couple of Walken-isms. But other than that,
it was still probably pretty funny.
He was really funny in Envy. Did you see that?
No.
It was a bad movie. Really bad movie. But he played a really funny part.
That's when everything Ben Stiller was coming out, and I was sick of him.
Yeah. He came out with, like, 5 movies in a matter of a month.
One fucking year.
Ugh. He just played this creepy, kind of like in a, what was that fucking, America's Sweethearts?
Yeah.
Didn't you see that? He's basically like the same guy.
Yeah.
He just had the long hair.
Every movie.
Yeah. And
that like god-awful movie.
Yeah. Ben Stiller meets him in a bar. He's just, get us 2 drinks. Make it fruity.
Just look, bizarre. The only reason I'm here is because they paid me. I have no part in this movie.
That's basically what he does.
Anyway, this is the Aristocrats.
I'm Derek.
I'm Eric.
I'm Pat.
Myspace.com/aristocratsdep. aristocratsdep@aol.com if you want to contact us.
Does anybody ever email us?
Yeah, tons of people.
Seriously?
Yeah.
About what?
Oh, you know, just saying this, that, and the other thing.
How sexy I am.
How sexy Pat is. And why the Burger King is on our show.
What can I say?
Well, what could I say? I'm a Burger King.
The meat enormous omelet sandwich.
The heart attack omelet sandwich.
Basically.
BK.
So feel free to email us more, everyone.
Yeah, whatever. You know, just listen. Who cares?
But tell me how great I am first. And how funny and witty.
I want to yell about Joaquin Phoenix.
Who's that? I don't know.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, right.
Now I like Joaquin Phoenix.
Now I'm going to tell you why I don't.
I like him too.
I'm going to tell you why I don't.
Why is he crying in every movie?
That.
Yeah.
And he's
versus Gladiator.
And he's going to be playing one of my heroes, Johnny Cash, in a movie.
Joaquin Phoenix is going to be Johnny Cash.
Yeah. Now here's the thing. Before you guys say anything, because I know
Walking the Line.
Yep. It's called Walk the Line. Now Johnny Cash has a very square head.
Yes.
This is my first problem. Mm-hmm. It's like a fucking pit bull, right?
Right.
Joaquin has a little triangle thing, whatever, which irritated me first. And then while I'm watching the preview, I realize, Johnny Cash doesn't have a fucking hair lip. He doesn't have a mangled upper lip like Joaquin Phoenix does. They don't try to mask it or anything. It's just, here's...
And Johnny Cash is a white man.
Yeah, he's like Puerto Rican, isn't he?
Joaquin Phoenix, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what they were thinking.
Johnny Cash with a hair lip. Yeah. Okay. Sure. Why not?
I don't know. I don't
know. Like, it's like getting the, I don't know.
Come on the fly. Let's go.
Of all people, Joaquin Phoenix.
Here's the thing. If you're going to do a movie about a celebrity, you should have like a nobody play him.
Yeah.
So it could be more, because you're looking at Johnny Cash and you're thinking, all right, oh, that's Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah,
you know. I mean, if he plays an evil emperor's son or somebody in a fire company or some guy who lives in a little village, fine, because it's not a real character. But when you make him a famous person, all you see is stupid Joaquin, not Johnny Cash.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin.
Yeah,
stupid.
Well,
I don't like him anymore.
He's got tiny lips. That's true.
He's got that funny story about a hair lip. A guy I work with has a hair lip, and it's really bad. Like, it goes up, like, into his nose, and, like, splits into his nose. You're born with it. It's not like a scar. You're born with it. And he told his wife, when they met, that he got in a car accident.
Is he okay?
That's how he got it. Well, he didn't really.
Oh.
So they get married and have a kid, and the kid pops out with a fucking hair lip. Mm. And he's like,
must have been in a car accident, too.
And he talks like... we were talking about him.
Honey, I told you not to sit Indian style on the seat.
That's inside.
No.
Tony Clifton. He talks like Tony Clifton. And he hears that real like... he can't talk right because half his face is going up. It's pretty funny.
It's like he had a fight with a buffer.
And lost.
And big time.
Big time.
Got his face
got macked in the face with a buffer.
Mm-hmm.
He's so bizarre. I can't understand him.
It's funny, though.
And his thing is, like, he'll go up to you and yell at you for no reason. Just like, wait, why are you pronouncing Prince? And then he'll, like, smile. And I'm just like, what?
And then he starts whacking off.
But he
bathroom.
Asked me to do something, and I had no idea what. And he comes up, like, a half hour, like, fucking freak.
Maybe he's got, like, another country.
But he's a nice guy.
He's
got, no,
he's got three lips, like, the Worms and Tremors, you know?
That was a terrible movie. They made like five of them, didn't they?
I love that movie. They're all, the first
they're
one.
All on the Sci-Fi channel consecutively.
Yeah, I think the Sci-Fi made them. That's how bad they are.
Yeah.
No, nah, Tremors 1 was good. That was fun. But then, then it just got stupid.
What's his name was in there? Wasn't
Kevin Bacon. Kevin Bacon, yeah.
Bacon.
Oh, I love Bacon.
Reba McEntire.
Oh, that's the guy I'm thinking of.
Yeah, I can't remember his name.
From Death Wish?
Yeah.
Was that him? He was in it? Help me out, people.
Death Wish. I don't know.
I know we don't have internet movie database.
Steven Seagal.
I know. We...
Was he in there?
Fuck. Yeah, Steven Seagal.
Steven Seagal.
Putting the Tremors in headlocks.
Hey, Tremors, what are you doing? Am I gonna have to put you in a headlock? Am I gonna have to judo top both of those lips?
Well, that's 10 minutes.
So who's the guy? Who's the guy who sings? The country singer sings. Yeah, know when to hold them.
Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers. That's like having Kenny Rogers. This is my Joaquin Phoenix joke from like half hour ago.
Okay, go ahead.
It's like having Kenny Rogers play Ray Charles or something.
Oh,
God. I finally got that out. All right.
Yeah, I know. But it's like, have you ever seen that Buddy Holly movie with Gary Busey?
No.
Gary Busey?
Gary Busey is Buddy Holly. Well, he's Gary. You ever saw it?
No.
It's insane. And you're just looking at him. All you can picture is crazy Gary Busey with his big-ass teeth.
Of all people.
Of all people. Fucking Gary Busey.
I'm sure they can come up better
ones. That just shows you what shit Hollywood is.
Yeah.
They are shit. They make nothing good.
Well, you know what the thing is? I mean, they wanted to have names in these movies.
So yeah, I know,
people
but
go see them.
You know, don't get a Puerto Rican guy.
Puerto Rican guy with a hair lip.
There's plenty of actors out there.
Mm-hmm. With a cleft palate.
Yeah.
It's a shame. Yeah, but it's Johnny Cash. Who cares?
I care. I was excited. Remember when I saw the poster and I got excited, Carly?
Mm-hmm.
And you went, yeah, Joaquin Phoenix is playing.
Today. To see if I still feel. I had a dream about this show last night.
This show?
Doing the show.
Ooh.
You were making me sing.
You had me butt naked and had me singing.
Yeah. Making you sing. Right.
I was eating something and I was trying to sing with food in my mouth. This is a real dream. What the hell is that song? So Help Me Jesus. What's the name of that song?
The Toadie song?
Toadie
Possum
song.
Kingdom?
Possum Kingdom. Yeah. I was singing Possum Kingdom while eating a pretzel or something. And you kept yelling at me because...
Sing it!
Because I was chewing into the microphone.
While singing.
Yeah.
That is very funny.
That is funny.
That was my dream.
Want some pretzels?
Yeah.
Lots of them.
Bring them.
Come on, Eric.
Ooh. Hold on a second.
You gotta yell.
Don't be afraid. I don't mean to care.
Stop chewing in the mic.
Why?
Stop chewing in the mic. Do it.
I can do both at the same time.
No, apparently not. Come on, second chorus is coming.
Okay, hold on a second. You will stay. Oh, wait.
You fucked up.
Beautiful. I'm
you shit
here.
The bed. You shit
no. all over that
you
bed.
You know what? Just forget it.
Get the rubber the sheets.
You shit the bed.
And soft skin.
Forever.
And dark poop.
Let's not get sued. Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Lucky I had that, huh?
Yeah.
Anyway, we got a big show.
No, we don't.
Got a really big show.
Today's the Jones Soda Show.
Yeah.
We have a 5-pack of holiday soda from Jones Soda Company.
Right. I meant to bring my own 5-pack and forgot, of course.
Well, that's right. You can enjoy it at home by yourself.
Shit,
that's
right. Again.
Naked.
Yeah.
And what are the flavors?
Laying on my bed naked, drinking my Jones. Like,
right cranberry there. Pumpkin pie, Brussels sprouts.
Wait, cranberry pumpkin pie, is that one?
No.
Cranberry.
Okay. Space.
Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie.
Okay.
Space.
Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts. Space.
Turkey.
Wild herb stuffing. Space.
Ooh. And turkey and gravy.
And turkey and gravy, period.
And we're all going to, we haven't tried any of these sodas. We're going to try them live on the air.
Yeah.
Not live, but, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Way to shoot me down. Way to shoot me down.
That's what I do best.
You really, really do. Let's see. What
That's
do I
funny.
Have? Oh, I have something. I found this website.
Uh-oh.
No, it's not porn.
Is it BrazilianFarters.com?
That's the most disgusting. Anyway, no.
You didn't like that?
No.
I thought it was
funny.
Oh,
you know what? I think I have a video of that.
Oh, good. Play it.
I think I really, if it made it.
I hope so.
No.
Oh shit, I think I do. I don't know how well it's gonna work on the radio.
Try it.
You wanna try it?
Try
Go
it.
Ahead.
Alright, Carly.
Let me lead
you
it.
You don't have to look at this because I think there's naked ladies in it. Yep, fartbrazil.com. Alright, here it is. See that one again. They're like trying to eat the fart.
Yeah, enough.
It looks like their insides are coming out through their ass.
Who has this fetish?
Brazilians. Does it always look like that?
Who gets turned on by sucking in methane gas?
Does it always look like that when you fart?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never seen it.
Looks like your insides are trying to come out.
Well, they're probably squeezing so hard just to get it on tape.
Sometimes that happens to me.
I think Matt sent that to me like years ago. I've been transferred
from computer
to computer. I finally got a place to play it.
It is the most vile thing.
It's hysterical is what it is.
No.
But it, yeah, it is.
No.
Yeah, it's funny.
No, it is
Carly
funny.
Carly disagrees.
It makes me want to fly to Brazil and just gun them down. Just like show up at the door, ding dong, while they like film one of these clips. like Kaiser Sose.
Hello?
Chuckers.
And they sound a little fake. They just sound like...
That's the thing. They sound fake.
No, they sound real.
Well, I mean, they sound like you would make a fake, like what you were just doing. I thought it was the clip still.
Yeah. Oh, no, you didn't.
I did.
Stop
that
it.
That one sounded just like it.
They do sound, I think they
that
sound like
that big
real.
One.
I think they're just twitching their assholes and then dubbing in the fart noise later on.
I don't know. Oh, it might be. That's some fucking twitch.
I can do that.
They twitch anymore, everything's going to fall really? Out of them.
Yeah.
Show me.
I can twitch my ass. I'll twitch my asshole right now.
Take your pants off.
There you go. It's twitched.
Ooh, that's nice.
Yeah,
let me try. Oh.
Look at this show has been resorted to.
What?
So anyway, I found this website. It wasn't BrazilianFart.com.
Thank
although
God.
That is hysterical.
Thank God.
It's thekidfrombrooklyn.com. And it's basically just this...
this New Yorker.
Oh. Carly can't see the time code. Thanks for ruining the show. She's just like writing notes to me and showing me. Anyway. What the fuck? Where was I?
Brooklyn, New Yorker.
And it's basically just this really old guy who just yells about stuff and videotapes himself.
Oh, no.
He's in like a guinea tea.
Oh, my God.
It's
yes.
It's really funny. So here is.
Do you have it on the thing?
Yes.
I don't want to see it.
Come on over and look, everyone.
Hey, the big man's back. www.thekidfrombrooklyn.com. You know, the other day, a friend of mine took his kid over to Yankee Stadium to go to the fucking baseball game. It took him 2.5 fucking hours to get in the fucking joint. Stop searching the bags. They're looking through your fucking pockets. They're confiscating little fucking penknives. But meanwhile, it's fucking bat day. They're handing out 50 fucking thousand baseball bats. Which fucking dawned on me. The airlines should get into this fucking racket. Every passenger that boards a plane... You hand him a fucking baseball bat. What could it cost him? $2-3 a piece wholesale? You add it in a fucking airline ticket. You give him a big Louisville fucking slugger. Now, if you're an A-Rab fucking cocksucking hijacker and you get on that fucking plane, what the fuck are you going to do when you see 300 people armed with fucking baseball bats? You're going to stick your finger up your ass and whistle Dixie. You're getting the fuck out of there. Which dawned on me also, if I was a fucking passenger on that fucking plane, and I was armed with a baseball bat, I would pray one of them fucking A-Rab cocksuckers would pull a penknife or a box cutter on me. I'd hit him over the fucking head and send him to blue fucking heaven. Anyway, this is the big man, www.thekidfrombrooklyn.com. I want you to tell all your friends about me. Give me some new ideas. The big man will be happy to see you.
Wow, he's like 65 years old.
Oh yeah, he's just this like old.
He's got guinea tea, greasy hair,
old curmudgeon,
big skinny glasses.
Like, look at his face at the end when it stopped.
He's pooping.
Looks like he's pooping.
That is really funny.
It's just a camera randomly placed. He's in like the lower right hand corner of the screen.
Yeah, he's just like high from Snapple.
Yeah, pretty much. He's got like a coat rack in the back. And
yeah,
like,
an old CD player.
Filthy room.
Yeah.
That was really funny when I saw that.
Well, we just gave him airtime, if anyone ever listens to the show.
He has a whole page of all these clips. There's like...
We should have Brooklyn,
a lot of them.
Kid, what is it called?
Kid from Brooklyn.
Kidfrombrooklyn.com.
Kid from Brooklyn segment.
This guy's on website. He doesn't need us.
Yeah, well. Oh, we have our own website.
Yeah, we do. MySpace.com.
So?
Aristocrats DEP. I'm just saying, is all.
The fucking A-Rabs.
If you're a fucking A-Rab cocksucker.
You're some sort of fucking sand nigga. Some dune kunkas on the airplane with a fucking box cutter.
If I saw those fucking. those fucking camel jockeys. I'd grab him over the head with a fucking baseball bat. Louisville slugger.
Sure you would. Sure you would. That's what everyone says.
Yeah.
It's so easy to be a, what do they call it, Monday morning quarterback? I think that's the expression, right?
Never heard.
Carly?
You're all on your own on this one.
I'm down. I'm in flames. I'm burning. It's hot down here. Oh, no.
Those fucking bases at Yankee Stadium.
Taking a motherfucking penknife.
Why can't I bring a knife into Yankee Stadium?
I just want to cut Derek Jeter.
Well, they did it to me when I went to Russia's last tour before the one that we went to.
Ooh, yeah.
Russia?
Their Rush.
What?
Their, how's the name of that? Vapor Trails tour.
Oh.
And went to see them at Continental Arena. And they made me, like, empty out all my pockets and everything. And I had my pocket knife in there. And they're like, oh, you can't bring that in here. So I got to, like, walk all the way across the parking lot again. And then when I came back, they searched me a second time.
Just right, background
the story is over.
That's it?
Yeah, that was it.
I got that for nothing?
Yep.
Let's listen to it. All right, anyway.
So.
I'm glad I got that for fucking nothing.
That was good.
That was great.
Yeah. You could have stretched it a little bit.
I didn't know you were looking for it.
Yeah. You're fucking clicking the mouse over there. We don't know. Could be looking for Lord knows what.
We got some news stories.
Do we?
Oh! Yeah.
Thanks for finally taking charge.
Yeah.
I love news.
Here's one from Oshkosh.
Magosh.
Wisconsin. Wow. A four-month-old girl died when her intoxicated mother fell asleep on top of her while breastfeeding. Lorinda Hawkins, probably a nigger, told police she fell asleep about 15 minutes after she started breastfeeding the baby February 23rd because of her intoxication.
Those must have been some big boobs.
Those big lactating Negro boobs.
I wonder if what you drink, like alcohol, can be
passed on.
Passed on by the milk.
It'd be funny.
Get the four-month kid drunk.
Yeah.
Where was it? Iowa?
Wisconsin.
So a lot of black people in Wisconsin?
When she woke up about an hour later, the baby was pale and wasn't breathing.
So I guess maybe it wasn't black.
It's like train spotting. Fucking cheeseheads.
She's 27 years old. She's on probation for child neglect.
That's it?
And see why.
For suffocating the child? She's only on probation?
No, she wasn't already.
Not before.
She was, oh.
At that time. She consumed 6 double-shot alcoholic beverages at a bowling alley.
Oh, that's even better.
Her husband drove
the bowling alley.
Her husband drove Hawkins and the 4-year-old daughter to the bowling alley and later brought them home. Then went out drinking. So they drank, got pissed drunk in front of the 4-year-old. Brought them home. Then he went out drinking himself. And
then raped the 4-year-old.
Yeah. And the baby was unresponsive when he returned an hour later.
That's like an Aristocrats joke gone wrong.
Hawkins
gone good.
She was already on probation for neglect of the same child. And was prohibited from drinking alcohol from having unsupervised contact with all 4 of her children at once.
Oh, man, all my stories stink.
Yeah.
Fell asleep on top of the baby. I got another one here.
Okay.
About a group home for mentally ill people called the Kaufman House.
That's funny. Go ahead.
Kaufman.
And
Kaufman, please.
Kaufman.
They were a couple ran it, husband and wife. And they were accused. They're accused of mistreating mentally ill residents, making them participate in nude sessions.
What's wrong with that?
Where's the story?
They're accused of forcing residents to masturbate, fondle each other, and shave each other's genitals.
Oh, yeah.
How's a retard shave another retard's genitals?
Very slowly.
They
don't know.
They weren't retards. They were mentally ill, like schizophrenics and people with like social anxiety and shit like that, I think. Maybe a couple of them were slightly retarded. Yeah.
Maybe some of them were missing a chromosome or two.
But,
missing a chromosome or sex.
Team.
And if they didn't cooperate, they used a stun gun on them.
Oh!
And there's the humor!
Yeah.
A nude massage group. Group therapy in which residents shave each other's genitals.
That's therapy. Being in a group.
Very therapeutic.
Now today, we're going to have a genital shaving session.
Oh, I love this part.
Now, everybody take out your Gillette Mach 3s.
Oh,
Sandy doesn't have her Gillette Mach 3.
Give hey. Mongo this
hey you
shaving cream.
Hey you you're my shaving buddy today.
Okay.
I like corn dog.
I want to shave your corn dog.
Oh my god.
Well, that's I don't see anything wrong with that.
No,
that's
not great. At all. I think it's very therapeutic.
Yeah, why not?
Therapeutic for me when I shave my balls.
How about this one? A 15-year-old girl, runaway, was held as a sex slave.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah. She ran away from home, and this couple, the 18 and 19 year old couple, grabbed her and brought her to a field, had her gang raped for hours.
For hours.
And then they kept her in a bed, like a bed frame that they like nailed shut.
Yeah.
They kept her in there.
It's like a giant coffin.
And found people over the internet to come and have sex with her for money. Yeah.
It's a queen size coffin.
So they pimped her out while she was in the bed.
What the hell? How long was this? Did this go on for? I mean, it had to have been a while.
I think it was for about a week.
Hmm.
They kept her in a dog kennel.
Hey.
And when the cops came, they would make her hide out in the hollowed out bed. The cops came three times to the apartment. And she was like in the bed.
So how did they find out?
How the cops find out?
Yeah.
I think they told neighbors, like, could you please help us hide this girl or something that we're gang raping?
Sure.
So that roused a little bit of suspicion. So what's
all the blood
here
on the floor for? Well, we were gang raping some girl.
Oh, okay.
Well, you need sugar, right?
Something similar happened in our neighborhood, Pat. If you remember, a couple years ago, there was a kid who went to our high school. He was a little...
Yes, I remember.
Yeah, I remember.
I remember this.
And a couple people, they kidnapped him in a way, I guess. They brought him over. They were drinking. I think they got him drunk. They tried to light him on fire.
They put him in a dress.
They put him in a dress.
They ashed his mouth.
Yeah.
Emptied out ashes in his mouth.
Yeah.
And they
sexually
sodomized him.
Sodomized him and stuff. Shoved stuff up his ass.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he actually...
that was a fun night.
Ended up like crawling away from the house. And he ended up at the guard shack at the place where I work. So the guard from the guard shack found him. And
did he really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. No. Yeah. It happened like right around there.
Found him with like a broomstick in his ass.
Yeah, he's crawling up
and ashes.
All ashes all over his mouth
with a dress on.
He's all burned and crispy.
His hair all gone and bald.
They set him on fire. He's like scraping the ashes off his skin.
So then the security guard takes him and starts lighting him on fire. Starts sticking the broomstick farther up.
The security guard doused him with hazardous chemicals.
Get the mallet and just starts hitting the end of the broomstick.
You just wanna
he took a
do that to him though.
He took an ice pick and hammered it through his balls. And put his head in the vise and popped out his left eyeball.
Goes the weasel.
Yeah.
That's not funny.
No, first,
not
you funny know, they're just retards.
Yeah. Something wrong with him.
One of the people that did
not
it.
Not real people.
Was an aide in the school.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one that carried around one of those retarded kids in the wheelchair.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember that.
And so the next day, that girl that was in the wheelchair, you just see her in the hall, like, crying. I guess they told her about it.
Who's going to get to push me?
Well, they had someone else push her.
Oh, that's nice.
They said, oh, by the way, remember Jillian or whatever? Yeah, she sodomized some retarded kid last night, so she won't be with you anymore.
She's crying because nobody's going to sodomize her anymore. She was pissed off about.
Why are people in wheelchairs in school anyway? They can't learn. Oh, Patrick, yes,
well,
they can.
Remember she was in the choir? Did you?
No.
She was in chorus.
I did not know that.
She went to middle school with me.
Oh, God.
And she was in the chorus. Oh. And so they had her like wheeled off to the side with a microphone in front of her, and she'd just be like.
No one can see that.
No one can see.
What Eric is doing is just opening up his mouth and
spasming.
Gyrating in the chair.
Yeah.
That's what she did, though, because...
what she always did.
Yeah, but she couldn't, like... She would spaz.
Mm-hmm. But she had a thing wrong with her mouth. She kept, like...
Yeah.
She was always opening and closing her mouth. So
yeah.
Quadriplegic.
Yeah, so she couldn't...
Well, whatever.
She couldn't sing.
She couldn't breathe. She couldn't breathe on her own.
Yeah, I mean, that's
breathing
like...
Tube.
That's like Christopher Reeve, like, singing, you know?
Yeah, that's what...
Someday... When I'm awfully long.
Got a nice voice, though.
What song was he singing?
Yeah.
The Way You Look Tonight. And the way you look tonight.
And the
way you look tonight. That was back when, in middle school, I don't know if you guys remember this. I don't even know what the hell he did.
I don't even know. Carly started laughing.
Do it again.
I don't want to do it now.
He's laughing at his funny face.
What, a few years ago?
in middle school, I don't know if you guys remember this, but they, something with the athletic programs where they had to let anybody who wanted to join in.
Yeah.
So if you like, if you wanted to be a cheerleader, if
those
you
two like, guys, like,
300 pounds, yeah, they had to let you do it.
Oh,
so they had like 50,000 cheerleaders. Every girl in school was a cheerleader,
mm-hmm.
and everything.
The
and
fat ones.
That was the thing that they couldn't bar her from singing.
Mm. That's why they had her in the corner in the closet.
Yeah. So like, so the chorus was like made up of 500 kids.
No. The mic's plugged in. Go ahead. Yeah. it must have got torn into the door when I closed it and locked it.
must have gotten blown off when I was hitting you with the fire hose.
Oh, it must have came unplugged when I was raping you.
She wasn't black.
What? Wait,
you can still turn a hose on her, though.
I know, but
yeah.
She just starts rolling away.
roll into the wall and then fall out of a chair.
Her little motorized wheelchair. You hear the motor going backwards.
It's just a solid line. After that's I us. My joke. Can you tell where my jokes are.
Then while she's helpless on the floor, you do like an allergy test on her. You know where you like nick her skin and then put like different allergens.
Know.
You know that make her itch and boil up.
Let's just put itching powder on her.
She can't scratch her itches.
Just put. I don't think she can even feel.
She's not even alive.
Her spinal cord has been severed. She can't feel anything. Then we should pour boiling hot water on her lap, see if she starts screaming. She's probably just faking anyway.
She gets up and runs around with her little legs.
With her little legs. Her little skinny legs that don't work.
Did you ever see that guy who walks on his arms?
Yeah.
He got those little nubby legs.
I know where he lives.
Really?
Yeah. He's coming to Boston Market, and I saw him... I don't know why I said that. That doesn't have anything to do with my story. But I saw him taking out garbage one day.
Oh, God.
I don't know how.
Was he dragging it?
His teeth?
No, he'd take one step and just kind of drag it, take more steps, drag it.
He would walk, his legs were completely deformed.
Yeah.
And so he was just like a torso.
Mm-hmm.
And he had these massive arms.
Massive.
He would use them as legs. He would just literally walk on his hands.
Gigantic.
I saw him and getting the fingers up jogging one time. I was going over a bridge and I see him and he's got his little workout uniform on and like the bandana or whatever.
Oh my God.
And he had like, you know, like sweatbands or whatever. And yeah.
Did he have little jogging shoes?
No.
With the springs on him?
One little shoe? Well, he has like his
no, t-shirt. And his feet.
He doesn't have any feet.
I mean, and his hands. Did he have it on his hands? No. That would have been funny.
That would have been funny. But no, he had a t-shirt on. It was tied at the end and knot, and he was just doosh, 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 and it was just the most bizarre thing I've ever seen.
He's so weird.
He drives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, the only time I ever saw him was I was in the waiting room at the doctor's office.
Jeez, I love
and
this
I saw I was looking I looked at the window and I saw, you know, a car pull up and this like top of somebody's head like bounced by the window. So I'm getting ready to laugh because I think a midge is coming in.
I'm getting ready to laugh at this person.
Yeah, and it wasn't a midget.
Threw me for a loop, let me tell you.
He came in on his hands and like went to the inner office, like stood up on one hand and opened up the door and then hobbled in there. It was like, what did I just see?
And then he sat next to you and you just felt awkward and weird.
He's like, put her there.
What do I shake?
And then he got it. And then I saw him
Do you call those your feet? Do I shake them? Are you ticklish on the bottom of your hands? Do you wear socks on them? What do you do with all those shoes?
Do you get athlete's hand?
Do you use tenactin if you get all itchy?
Tough act of tenactin? Imagine he goes hiking.
Oh.
He puts like hiking boots on his hands.
His feet.
No.
Oh,
I really
man.
Can't.
God.
I wonder how he poops.
I wonder how he cooks. Imagine like making a pizza. Oh. Laying on his back and like flipping it in and land on top of him.
Suffocates.
That would be comedic. Yeah. How does he wipe himself?
How does he do anything? How does he alive?
How does he fit in the toilet? How does he not fall in the toilet?
Does he have an ass? Because he's cut pretty low. Or pretty high, rather. Like, yeah. Where is he cut off?
I mean, no.
I don't know.
It doesn't matter if he has an ass. It's got to come out.
Yeah. He obviously has an ass.
I mean, well, he might have, like, a
hole.
I wonder if he's...
I don't have an ass.
No. I wonder if he's sexually capable. Like, imagine
you
he has
should
a,
ask him.
Yeah,
he has
does
a wife.
He have a dick?
Does he have a wife?
No.
I bet he does.
No, he doesn't. Lives alone.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because usually freaky people like that, girls are
they
all
always
over
find
them.
Someone.
Girls are all over
oh,
them.
Like that friggin' movie. Was it Death Ball or whatever?
I don't know, something fucking weird.
The guy's in the wheelchair, paraplegics.
Yeah.
And whatever, and like half the movie is just them like getting all these chicks.
Yeah.
They love it.
Yeah.
They
if,
love
if,
it.
If you're a deformed freak, you yeah. will get chicks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the guy with elephantitis.
He's getting blown every night.
Bubblehead, yeah. The human...
He's getting some bubblehead.
But like I remember on TV they had those it was like the circus and they had the wolf boys, the wolf brothers.
Mm-hmm. I saw them, yeah.
Yeah, the whole hair's because yep. like it's like one continuous mole
yeah,
on their
yeah,
bodies,
yeah, yeah.
So this is dark hair on all over their bodies. And you
they
just see
wives and
girls like yeah. girls line up literally. Because yeah. these kids were like maybe like 16, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And lining up like backstage to see them. You know, meet them.
Big fucking hairy amazing. Mole
and
people.
Hot girls too. Yep.
They're like see, Spanish.
I'm
right?
fucking hairy.
I'm practically a wolf boy.
Yeah.
I'm a giant mole.
Yeah. I dig underground.
I'm hairy. I got man boobs.
Me too.
Where are my legions of hot girls?
Legions. You guys can do that to me
yep.
all the time,
yep.
aren't you? I think we got a new bit.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, what do you got there, Derek?
Three die playing catch with a grenade.
Oh.
A hand grenade being used instead of a ball in a game of catch exploded early on Saturday, killing
no.
three youths in the Bosnian town. In this Bosnian town.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Two youths. Now you figure like little kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
19 and 20. They're not really youths.
No.
One of them from neighboring Croatia were killed instantly.
Three grown men.
Were killed instantly while a 20-year-old woman died on her way to the hospital. Her sister was slightly injured, but the other two suffered serious injuries.
Well, they're dumb in Bosnia.
Yeah.
They're not smart like us Americans.
Bosnia is awash with illegal weapons left over from the 92-95 war and tragic incidents, blah, 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 blah.
Blah, blah.
So there's just like hand
I
grenades.
Got blown up. Blah, blah.
Blah, blah. My Croatian sister is dead. Blah, blah.
Why is it on my lap?
What?
This was laying right there. The whole time.
It fell off the arm.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. I got blown up. Blah, blah. Blah.
Yeah. I got blown up by the hand grenade.
I got blown up, ma.
The Order of the Dracul. The dragon.
They found a new species of lemur.
Oh, thank God.
And they're naming it after John Cleese.
I love lemurs.
Do you really?
Especially ring-tailed ones.
They're my favorite types of lemurs.
Yeah.
Naming it after John
Cleese.
Yeah,
those little tiny ones. They're like the smallest primates in the world. They're like the size of mice. Mm. They got those big eyes. Probably knows what I'm talking about.
They're adorable.
What are they naming it?
John Cleese, I guess. I don't know.
Damn it.
John Cleese. And here we have John Cleese.
The actor?
No, the lemur.
Oh. I had my Sharpie already.
Actually, it doesn't say.
Where'd you get that from? Joe's news page?
Big Al's news.
News24.com.
Yeah, right.
Aide convicted of sucking medicine from patient's pain patch. A West Virginia woman was convicted of neglect after she admitted removing a nursing home patient's time-release pain patch and sucking out the medication. She's 21. Megan...
replacing...
Megan Oglesby.
Oh.
replacing it
West
with...
West Virginia pleaded guilty.
Replacing it with a Nicoderm patch.
Replacing it with urine.
She was fined $1,000 and she was suspended and... ordered to pay $57.50 in court costs.
Why the fuck would put that?
What? Who cares?
Oh, and she has to clean up the bathroom that she shit all over.
And she got in her Nissan Sentra and drove away.
And it's funny because she has one of those magnets with little bows that says cure cancer.
But she's not doing her part. It's depriving patients of medicine.
To cure cancer.
You see that? Oh, let me see that.
It's
disgusting.
And you put it out back and it's all that's sticking and salivy.
Yeah.
There's pieces of chicken in there from her lunch. She had it in her mouth. She was chewing on it. Little just bite marks.
Tuna fish.
And it smells just as bad.
A man on a sofa fell into the middle of I-95 in Florida. How do you like that?
It's great.
Well, how did that happen, Derek?
A man in a sofa? I don't know.
A man in a sofa.
Did he fall from the sky?
Yeah.
Two men in a sofa. I was moving a sofa in this airliner.
I was driving to I-95.
Fell from the back of a truck while helping move some furniture. Oh.
Would you?
Where?
Florida.
On I-95?
Yeah.
Moving furniture?
Yeah.
There's a house on I-95?
I think they were traveling down.
I think they're traveling.
I know.
Yeah.
Him and
a
woman about a size 14.
Would you help me get the sofa back in the truck?
Sure.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Yeah, just right in the back there. Oh, I really appreciate this.
Did you guys ever hear that?
What the fuck was that?
Signs of the Lambs.
Signs of the Lambs.
Oh.
You know, you think you're just making it up?
Yeah.
We got a whole character for him and everything?
You look to be about a size 13. How do you know that? Well, you know. Gotta cut your skin off.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, sure.
That's what I was laughing.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Will you fuck me?
No, I didn't see it. I said, me. Forget it. Oh, did you fart? Do it in the mic.
It came out.
Do it in the mic.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine one of those clips, like, they're pushing so hard to get, a piece of shit,
I wouldn't be surprised.
She, hit the girl in the eye,
And she likes it, and she's smearing it on her.
Like, a cord niblet, runs down her face. Yeah.
That's funny. I don't care what you say.
That's horrible.
No, that's funny.
It's horrifying. Hysterical. It's horrifying.
That is funny.
I'd rather see,
That is funny. I see the rooms. I see the rooms divided.
I guess so.
I think it's funny.
The computer's dividing us.
Yeah. We're farting.
So, Eric, did you know that you could buy a blue, an attachment to your faucet to make your water blue?
How does it make it blue, Derek?
With an LED light.
Oh.
It's about 2.25 inches long. It comes with a wire screen and 3-button cell batteries.
Why?
To make it cool.
Yeah, to make it cool, pretty much.
I got blue water. I don't have LEDs.
No, you don't have blue water. You have clear water.
If you gather enough of it, it looks blue.
If I put it in a blue glass, it looks blue.
Yeah.
If you're in a pool with a blue liner.
Yeah, I got that.
If you got a lake.
It looks brown.
It looks bluish.
No, it looks brown.
That's because of the sand.
It goes to the sand.
If you look at it from space, it's blue.
We're not in space.
That's because of the
atmosphere.
Atmosphere.
If you look at the ocean, it's blue.
Doesn't look blue to me.
It's a reflection of the sky.
It's blue.
It's not fucking blue.
It's blue.
Or is the sky.
Unless it's a red tide.
Or is the sky.
Oh, yeah. Red tide. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Like when a girl has got her period?
Yeah. Yep.
That's crimson tide.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I had more on this, but I don't know where the hell it went. It said it was great for kids to get them to wash their hands. I don't know why they would want blue water.
Good. Let's
put I was always just beaten if I didn't wash my hands. That's why I always wash my hands.
I was raped when I didn't.
Yeah.
I was raped. Anyway, yeah. Let's take a break. Come back and drink some soda. How's that?
Yeah.
Sounds like a plan.
Turkey and gravy.
All right. Oh, by the way, we're not playing any more music.
So what are we going to do?
We're going to do a little Rejoiner music coming in.
What are we going to do?
We're just going to play a little music coming back in.
Oh, okay.
But no more fucking pot safe.
Pot safe crap, man.
Yeah, thank you. I don't like that. Yeah,
nobody's going to listen to that.
Because it's horrible.
Nobody listens to this. So.
You don't? Yeah, no, yeah.
I don't blame him because this is a really bad show so far. It's all right. Whatever.
It's all right. Don't say that. This is a good show. Edit that part out, too. Instead, he says it's a bad show. Yeah, plus it's a really good show.
Dub it.
All right, ready? Good. Right, we'll here we go. Because this is a really good show.
Okay. All right, let's take a break.
Bye. Yeah.
That's nice.
Nice.
That's really nice. That's really nice.
So. What did you forget, little Johnny?
Well, I forgot my book bag.
Oh.
Looks like you're gonna die.
What?
Hold out your hand.
No! Oh!
Let that be a lesson. Oh. You forget your book bag, you get hit by a ruler.
You piece of shit!
Now?
I hate you!
Time to wash your mouth out with soap, Johnny. Swearing is not permitted in school.
I wasn't! Please!
Men don't cry, Johnny. Now it's time for the annual penis sucking competition. I can't feel your uvula, Johnny.
Oh, music's over.
Please don't lock me in the closet. Please just let me out of the closet. This isn't funny.
Johnny and his twin sister are in the closet until they have sex.
Let me out of here.
Have sex with your sister, Johnny.
No, I don't wanna.
But your sister's a hot young bitch.
She is. Oh my god, yeah. She's got some nice titties. But I can't do that. That's wrong.
Johnny finally got an appreciation of his twin sister's titties.
Oh yeah, you titty fuck me, you whore. Shut up and you take it! Can I come out of the closet now?
Not yet.
Like George Takei?
No. I mean the actual closet you locked me in.
Oh. Alright, come on out, Johnny.
Oh, boy.
That was the wrong one.
Steve Cast. Alright,
right, come on out.
You put me back in it. Finally, jeez.
Back in there!
Ow! Damn it! Why did I wait so long? I could have left. I left the door open long enough.
Are we back?
I think we're back. That was a nice
bit. This is what we do on break.
That's what we do all the time. That's why we started this radio show.
That's what we did, yeah. That's what we should be recording. Not doing news. And fuck news.
Yeah. We should be locking little kids in closets.
Making them have sex with their
sisters. We do anyway.
Real kids, I mean.
Should we keep the music going for the holiday drinking?
Yeah, keep it down low. All right.
Now we're going to taste some of this soda.
Soda time. I've been waiting all week for this.
Me too.
We mentioned it last week. Right. And,
we mentioned it last week, yeah. We said we'd do it. It's Jones Sumpany. Sumpany.
Sumpany?
Soda Company.
Or Sumpany.
And they make a whole bunch of gross sodas. And we're going to try them out.
Oh, man.
What's first? We got pumpkin pie, Brussels sprouts.
Well, pumpkin pie.
Turkey
is,
and gravy is last.
Yeah.
Wild herb stuffing or cranberry?
Start with cranberry.
That's what I said.
Yeah. All right.
I'll open it.
Cranberry sounds like the least offensive of them all.
Hang on, I'm going to get my shirt.
Got it?
Do you hear it?
No.
All right. I hope there's enough in here.
Oh, we'll take these. Just a taste. A little bit. Just a taste.
Just enough to wet the palate there. Right, there you
give
go.
Give me some. All right, that's good. It'll spill a little bit.
Pass it down. This will be a lot easier. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we're doing
I wasn't thinking.
This actually smells pretty good. Probably just like cranberry juice.
It is? All right, so you just want to take all the cups?
Yeah, might as well.
Do it that way?
Yeah.
We really didn't think this out.
No, we didn't. Oh, it's nice and cold.
It's very complicated.
All right, so we got cranberry soda here. We're all ready?
All right.
Everyone's ready for cranberry soda?
Bottoms
let's
up.
Smell it first.
Okay.
Oh, it does smell good.
Smells like cranberry juice. Ocean spray.
Yeah. All right, let's try it.
Let's try. Easy. Oh, jeez, here he comes. What's he doing? Carly's still sipping on her drink, just looking at him.
gonna pass out.
Face turned red.
I'm gonna lose consciousness.
What the fuck happened? And he starts laughing. That's the best thing to do when you're choking.
I actually got lightheaded.
You're turning red. And while all this was going on, Carly was still drinking. Just looking at Derek joke. What's going on, baby? This is good.
You hear the music in the background.
Him coughing.
Wrong
bite. Yeah, I'd say so.
You fucking assholes are making me laugh and it made it even worse.
Oh, at least we stopped drinking. Right, Carly? I'm going to finish my soda. So it was pretty good.
I couldn't taste it. It came out my nose.
Came up my nose. Try it again.
It's cranberry.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's just ocean spray, but carbonated.
Yeah, carbonated ocean spray.
Carly's laughing now. It's her turn.
Yeah. So, don't spit like a whole bunch of snot came out.
Don't get it on the couch, please.
Yeah, please. It's microfiber, but yeah. I'm sure snot doesn't come out good either.
It's not red soda.
So, cranberry soda, what do we all think?
Oh, my God.
Good?
It's amazing.
It's good.
Yeah.
Holy shit. All right.
It's not too bad.
Not too bad.
I like it.
Good.
Let me finish something.
There's more. Don't fill
it. It kind of smells like medicine, though.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So cranberry soda gets a thumbs up from everyone.
Okay. Tastes like cranberries. I wouldn't drink it habitually, but...
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's try... Different one. Let's do stuffing.
Oh, okay. Wild herb stuffing. Stuffings. Smells of herbs in the day. Jasmine in the evening.
Okay. Let me get a pour in here.
I'm so excited. Pass it
down. Drink from Lancelot's cup and partake of his goodness.
And the cranberry soda is a nice cherry red color. And the stuffing one is puddle water color. Looks just like puddle water. Wait for me.
I'm smelling it.
Oh.
It smells pretty good.
It does.
Oh, it does smell good. Oh, my God.
Yeah. All right, ready?
All right, ready?
Go.
Oh, my God.
Oh
my God.
Doesn't taste too good.
Oh, that's horrible. Ew. What the fuck? Oh,
it's like medicine.
It is.
Wild herb stuffing soda.
It tastes like stuffing, though.
No, it doesn't.
It really does. Aftertaste.
No,
I don't taste it.
Do that.
I don't get the stuffing.
It's I mean, there. I do.
Yeah?
I just got it. You got to do that.
No.
I got it. Like, the first initial taste tastes like something.
It tastes like water going down, and then you get this...
Medicine.
Terrible, like, shot in your
mouth. That's what it tastes like. Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah.
Yes.
It tastes exactly like Alka-Seltzer.
All right, next.
Oh, so... All right, gravy.
We should have, like, water to, like, clean our palates.
That's horrifying.
The cranberry is good, though.
Cranberry was good. I'm going to have some more of that.
I'm excited about pumpkin pie.
I'm excited about turkey.
Yeah, turkey and gravy.
We got a whole Thanksgiving
meal. Not just turkey.
Here.
Yeah.
Turkey and gravy.
Thanks to our friends at Jones Soda.
Ding! All right, what's next? Brussels sprouts or pumpkin pie?
Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts. And it's green.
As it should be. It's a very dark green. It's like a snot green.
All right, that's like creek water instead of puddle water.
It's like IFF
water. Yeah.
Creek water. And the turkey and gravy looks like mud water. Oh, God.
You should have opened the show with this.
Oh!
Oh my God! How's it smell?
Ew! Oh shit!
I don't think I can even drink this.
Oh! it does not smell good.
It smells like sour cream.
Oh, it smells like old sour cream.
Ew, it does! No, I definitely can't drink it.
No, you gotta drink it.
Gotta drink it.
You got to drink it. And I want to hear gurgling in your mouth.
Oh, no. I can't do that.
All right. Are we all ready?
Yeah.
What is it, like butter?
Carly just goes right in. Ah! Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Oh my God, it's making me nauseous.
I can't even drink it.
Oh.
You okay? Disgusting.
Guys.
They're all in the kitchen.
You want to hear what's funny? I didn't even drink it.
Oh, can you get me a napkin?
Oh my God.
So difficult.
I've never tasted anything that foreign before.
Hey, Eric, can you get me a napkin?
Want some?
Yeah, please.
Oh my God,
Holy
almighty.
Jesus.
That...
Would you take a second sip?
I didn't even. That's my first sip.
Well, me too.
Out of nowhere, you just went,
That's when I drank it. But I started laughing when I never got into my mouth. The smell is so vile.
That is nasty.
That is disgusting.
That was really gross.
Was it still on?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What, you think I'd pause it?
That's... It still makes me burp, but... I think... I think they made this with hobo feet. It's like they put a whole bunch of black homeless people in crack.
But does it taste like Brussels sprouts?
No.
No.
No, I've never had Brussels sprouts that taste like...
I could actually eat Brussels sprouts.
Old sour cream and hobo feet.
Sour cream and onion potato chips.
Where'd
and...
Carly go? There she is. Oh, look at her face.
It's sickening.
I had to go in the bathroom. I almost puked. That was so bad.
So did I.
Oh, did you burp?
Yeah.
Oh, it smells like fucking sour cream. Yeah.
No, you didn't. Try it.
No, what could...
Try it.
I almost vomited.
You got to drink it.
You have to drink it.
We did it.
No,
yeah, do it. Do it.
I'm not doing the show.
We're not doing this bit.
We're not doing the show.
We're not doing this bit until you drink it.
I put it.
Drink it.
No.
There's more.
Try it. I got more. Have some of mine. Drink it.
Just hold your breath.
I'm stopping.
Hold your breath.
I really can't, guys.
I'm stopping.
You want me to puke?
Yes.
Hold your breath.
I'm not doing it then. I'm not doing the show. Drink it.
Hold your breath. That's what I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
Take one sip.
Don't smell it before you drink it. Right, just like wet your tongue with it.
And then, I'm doing it.
All right.
Don't breathe.
Don't touch me, all right? Because I know you want to put the cup up to my mouth.
Make sure you have the water here.
Don't breathe. Don't breathe.
Come on, asshole.
All right, asshole. It's fucking disgusting shit. I can't even, I took a whiff of it.
Don't breathe.
Don't fucking breathe it in.
It's like jumping over the creek again.
Just do it. Don't start this. We're going to be here for hours.
We were stuck in
No,
the
don't
woods.
Start with the fucking story.
No, I want to start with the story.
Drink
we were,
it.
We were going through the woods, and there was like a creek, and everyone jumped over except for me, and we sat there for like a half hour.
Trying to get him over, get like a scared over. Little puppy.
And then I just jumped right in it. All right, ready?
Drink it.
Oh.
No! Oh, just drink the water! Drink the water!
Go, go! Run! 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 Don't you... Damn it! Oh my God! His fucking face! Oh my God!
It looks like he's about to throw up! Is he?
I think he's throwing up.
No, he's not. Oh, God, he didn't throw up.
That's the most vile thing.
Oh, my God.
I ever put in my mouth. Ever.
Yeah. That I don't think I've ever tasted anything that horrible. Oh, my God. I can only imagine what the turkey and gravy tastes like. Just look at it. It's
That'll wake up in the morning, boy.
It's mud water. Oh, my God. What are you going to do? You got a 5-case of this.
Yeah.
What the hell are you going to do?
I'm bringing it out Thanksgiving.
Making everyone taste the Brussels sprouts.
I'm bringing it to Thanksgiving, too.
Oh, my God. See, the cup to his mouth.
I almost vomited at the smell of it.
I was halfway to the sink. I almost started throwing up.
I can smell it on me.
Do you want water?
I just walked over. Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. See? Don't you feel better now you drank it? Let me go fill this up. Oh, my God.
What the hell you guys are crying about? I almost did.
I almost did, too.
Could you hear it?
Mm-hmm.
That was coming.
That just makes you...
Oh, God, I can smell it over here. I gotta throw these out.
That makes you clench. Yeah, let's dump these out.
Hi. What's up?
Nothing.
Mm-hmm. That was pretty bad.
Oh, that was, I think, the worst. I was just explaining to Eric. I've never tasted anything that bad.
That was foul.
Oh, God.
So what's next?
Pumpkin pie next.
Oh, some dessert.
Some pumpkin pie, then the turkey and gravy is last.
But don't you think that pumpkin pie might be a little better than turkey and gravy?
Yeah, but turkey and gravy is like...
The most
ridiculous one.
Brussels sprouts is pretty bad. You know who likes Brussels sprouts anyway?
I can eat them.
But then you put them in a...
Make sure he's eating Pringles.
Tastes better as a potato chip than soda.
Oh, we're not recording.
No, we're not.
We're recording.
I know we are.
Yeah.
Well, I almost puked again because I came over here and smelt it in my cup.
Oh, that was good. I thought it was good.
You have more water?
Let's have some more.
Yeah.
This is a bad idea.
We still got how many to go?
That's good.
Two more to go?
Yeah, we got pumpkin pie and turkey and gravy.
Oh, shit.
Turkey and gravy can't be that bad, right?
No, come on. Turkey and gravy?
It's a good liquid.
Oh, not as a soda.
Bear in mind, these are all artificial flavors.
Yeah. Brussels sprouts.
What do I think of Brussels sprouts?
Nigger.
Oh, what do I do?
Penis.
Penis, yeah, penis.
All right, let's have some pumpkin
pie. All right, you ready? Pumpkin pie next.
Yay. I'm waiting for this.
Oh, I can't wait till that turkey and gravy.
I can't wait till my fart smell goes away.
I can't wait till I get this bottle open. Open that bottle. There we go. Don't smell it.
No.
This is pumpkin pie now.
Yeah, this is pumpkin pie.
All right.
Well, it has a nice orange color. It looks just like orange soda.
Yeah.
Oh, it's nice. A little darker, a little muddier than orange soda.
Smells better than the Brussels sprouts.
No,
but it's better than Brussels sprouts.
All right, everyone get ready in case you got to run to the sink. Are you ready?
Actually, this may not be that bad.
Oh, Jesus.
It doesn't smell that good.
What does it smell like? It smells like something.
It smells like...
It smells like...
Like butterscotch.
No. It smells like something burnt, I want to say.
It smells like a burnt...
Burnt waffles.
Burnt waffles.
That's what it smells like.
Yes.
Exactly like burnt waffles.
Smells like a burnt waffle if you have a Werther's Original in your mouth while you're smelling it.
That should be so precise. Precise right. Analysis.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
Derek?
Yeah, I'm going to drink.
This Do time. It.
All right.
It does taste like pumpkin pie, but synthetic good. Pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
And Eric's still drinking.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's pretty gross. It's not... Brussels sprout gross.
Oh, nothing is Brussels sprout gross.
But it's not very good. I'm going to drink some water because I feel like someone crapped in my mouth.
Me too.
Oh, I need more cups.
We should have saved Brussels sprouts for last.
It's a good thing I didn't bring mine over because what the hell are we going to do with it?
I know.
Oh, Jesus.
Alrighty. Still got the music on in the background.
Yep. Still got it going.
Mm. Oh. All right. Now just give me a little water just in case.
You appreciate water
for this. I'm going to hit the mic with
it. I'll never drink soda again.
I will, just not that soda.
What was Joe's soda thinking?
I don't know. You know, it wasn't even a good idea.
Somebody had to drink that and go...
Yeah.
We can market this.
Yeah. That is Brussels sprouts.
Well, they already probably spent so much money on developing it, and they had already had it all ordered. We'll put it in a 5-pack. People like cranberry, right?
And then cranberry wasn't bad.
No, cranberry was good.
I wouldn't drink it all the time, but it was all
right. I drink it as like a little...
Stuffing was kind of nasty.
Brussels sprouts was gross. Brussels sprouts
was vomit-inducing. Pumpkin pie was meh. I think pumpkin pie would have been worse.
Let's go over Julia's and give her some Brussels sprouts.
Oh, no, it's Kool-Aid. Go ahead.
I'm really scared to try this. Carly,
turkey and gravy.
Turkey and gravy.
That smells kind of good.
Does it?
Yeah.
Hang on.
I don't think so.
looks like mud water.
It smells all right.
Let me smell.
It smells like...
No, it doesn't.
It smells like wallpaper paste.
It's not that bad.
Yeah, it smells like paste.
I actually smell gravy.
I can see where you can smell gravy. Yeah.
Oh no! Oh my god! I'm getting ready.
You're ready to clench.
I'm getting ready to run to that sink. So I'm gonna throw it all up.
Ready?
Ready?
One, two, three.
Go! Oh! Whoa! That does not taste good. Oh, I almost drank the pumpkin pie. Oh, I need some water. That's what I need. Oh, that was not good. Mm. Tasted like... Oh,
what
shit.
What was that? It wasn't Brussels sprouts, was it? All right.
Box. Box. Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, what it... Oh.
Oh, my God.
What are you looking for? Yeah. Oh, that tasted like...
I don't know. It's just nasty.
Can I have some cranberries?
Carly wants more cranberry.
Tasted like old crayons. Like 30-year-old crayons. They were shoved up the ass of some Mexican.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah.
So far.
So far, cranberry. Cranberry. One out of five. Is drinkable.
And still, I'm drinking the cranberry, and I'm like, eh.
Nah,
it
sounds good.
Yeah, I think it's good.
I'm not a big cranberry fan.
Me neither, but that, not it's, right. You know, it's not
hey, compared
cranberry.
To the others, oh, cranberry
is
heavenly.
Is this bit done?
Yeah.
All
right. We'll be right back.
Yes. Yeah.
We'll be back. We gotta go throw up.
Yeah.
Fuck music.
Oh, yeah. Alright, we're back.
Let's put on some fuck music.
We have a very special guest in the studio.
Very special.
Her name's Julia. Say hi, Julia.
Hi.
How you doing,
and
Julia?
And she's going to try some of the wonderful Jones soda that we were just drinking and drying.
She missed cranberry.
My stomach is actually full from all the different, like...
The kaleidoscope of flavors.
Yeah. Thank you. That's I like that.
It's like borderline upset from just all the soda.
Yeah.
That's a lot of soda.
That's a lot of soda.
A lot of freaking soda. A
lot of flavors. All right,
so what are we starting with here with Julia? Pumpkin pie?
Pumpkin pies first. Which one is that? Oh, that's empty.
I think this is the orange one.
Into the mic, sweetie.
Smells weird, but it tastes... Yeah. It's more like an aftertaste thing.
Yeah.
Okay. She's trying pumpkin pie.
Going down the hatch.
Mm. How's that taste?
Tastes like pumpkin pie, doesn't it?
I don't know. Wait a minute.
You gotta go like that. That's when you taste
breathe
it.
In.
It's like a wine tasting. You gotta
Yeah.
It's
breathe air through it.
Yeah. Now it tastes like pumpkin.
Yeah.
Say.
It's good, right?
Wait a minute. It's not bad.
It's more you just get the sensation.
I liked it.
Yeah. I don't know if it would be something I would want
to
drink.
I would
I'm
like
thirsty.
I hook it up to my veins.
But then you can't taste it.
No, you can.
Through your veins?
Yeah.
Come
actually,
on.
Actually, it tastes a little bit like flan.
I could take blood.
I've never had
flan. Yeah.
Flan.
I haven't had that in so long.
I've never had that.
Into the mic, dear. You can push it towards you. If you
yeah, pull it towards you. All
right. What's number two? Stuffing?
I have like some water. Oh, there's none in there. So grab that cup. That one's good.
What is that?
Brussels sprouts.
This?
Yeah.
Well, I'll save that for last.
I don't think we even have anything else.
That's all we have?
Yeah.
What about turkey and gravy?
We drank everything else.
You drank everything else?
Yeah.
There's no turkey and gravy?
No.
Yeah, have some Brussels sprouts.
It looks like paint water.
No, I'm telling you. It's like cream and Brussels sprouts.
Oh, it smells horrible, though.
It's not that bad. Let's try it.
Just don't breathe when you drink it. That's all.
It's delish.
But don't breathe it in.
No, it really it just smells horrible.
No, I'm serious.
It's delish.
We all did it.
And there's a hair in there.
It's probably mine. Don't worry about it.
Is it really?
Yeah.
He's pulling a hair out. She's like a fucking magician.
Oh, wow. That's a long hair.
Wow.
Oh, wait. That is mine. Hang on.
Really thick black.
All right. Oh, geez. Oh, gross.
Just take a sip and just.
Now I wouldn't drink it.
Taste.
I feel like.
It's contaminated.
This isn't
just
like
take
a big
drink.
Trip,
it's good. I'm serious.
Well, it's the only one left, so it couldn't have been that good.
It was. Take a big one. Don't be gay.
I don't think it tastes like Brussels. What, Brussels sprouts? I don't think so.
Oh, my goodness.
Try it again.
Did you try it?
Did yeah. you even really drink it?
Yeah. You think it all tastes like Brussels
sprouts? Yeah. I don't think she even drank it.
I can't even let it touch my tongue. It's disgusting.
Did you get any in your mouth? Mm-hmm.
Are you even drinking it?
Yeah, it's disgusting, but I don't think it tastes like Brussels sprouts.
You even drink it.
I'm drinking it. How much do I have to drink to taste it?
I'm telling you, it's one of those.
You gotta get a mouthful.
It's one of those.
Are you getting a mouthful?
Oh my god!
It's one of those aftertastes. That's like cream and Brussels sprouts.
Cream and Brussels sprouts.
What kind of cream?
I don't know. It's like a hint of cream. That's what I thought.
Yeah. It's tastes like sour cream.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Just drink it.
It is. It seriously is good though.
Disgusting.
How is she still alive?
I don't know.
I don't think she's even drinking it.
No, it's just the soda, right?
All of us went to throw up in the sink when we drank it.
When Derek drank it, he almost threw up in the cup.
I almost did too.
And so did I when I was running.
But she drank all of them mixed together.
Mixed together?
Carly drank
which we
all.
Missed on the show. We were putting everything away. We took all the different cups and Carly poured them all into one. And Eric goes, I dare you to drink that. And she went, okay, drink it. And she ran to the sink and just basically Ralphed.
The Brussels sprouts thing is the most vile thing
yeah.
I have ever put in my mouth.
We were trying to get you to drink a whole lot of it.
Thank you. I'm
trying to finish
but
it.
You're pretty,
you can go back and study the Civil War now.
Unscathed by it. You weren't.
Yeah.
No, it's disgusting.
I mean, we were practically on the floor. And
I didn't take a mouthful.
Neither did we.
Well, I drank it, but it was disgusting.
I had just a sip.
Yeah, me too.
I had a sip. I almost barfed. And then when I was cleaning the sink out, I smelt it in the sink. And I almost barfed again.
The smell is bad enough. Like it tastes, but it tastes kind of like how it smells. That's disgusting.
Well, take a smell.
Yeah.
How is
there? Take a sip.
Leave her alone.
Take a good whiff.
How is there a market for this stuff?
Take a sip.
Oh, it is gross now.
It's an acquired taste. Try it again. It's like you learn to like it.
You guys didn't save any other.
I guess not.
You had to wash down the Brussels sprouts with all the cranberry soda, I say.
Yeah.
Cranberry was actually surprisingly good.
Well, that was anticlimactic.
Yeah, cranberry.
I was hoping she'd run out of here.
I know.
Oh, but you do have a very bad like sinus thing, don't you? Do you have trouble tasting sometimes?
Usually. Actually.
Your deviated septum?
No, it's actually...
Into the mic, dude.
I have one.
It's actually polyps.
I have those too.
My sinus cavity.
Mm-hmm.
And my doctor told me that I only have about half the amount of sense of smell as
and
everyone
taste.
Else, which would be taste as well.
So.
I still tasted that, and my nose is clear today. So
I had my polyps operated on when I was 12 years old.
That's fucking fascinating.
Wow, and they grew back within a month.
Really?
Like a mutant.
I had surgery too, but mine grew back too.
Yeah.
And I had it.
And I'm actually worse now, and I haven't been able to smell as good since then.
Well, you smelled that, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe it didn't start barfing.
Yeah, me neither.
Well,
every one of us.
I think if I drank more of it.
Every one of us like immediately ran to the sink.
Everyone was barfing. I'm just sitting here laughing. And I'm like, I didn't drink any.
Yeah, but we made him drink it.
And he came back and started yelling at me and threatened to leave the show. And
yep.
And I drank it and I almost barfed.
I was wondering why everybody was so excited to get me over here. I'm like, I opened the door and everyone's standing there.
Yeah, we're just
there.
Hey, you want to come over and drink some soda?
Want to take a break from your studying and drink some soda?
That was pretty horrible.
You want to throw up on my coffee table?
Can I have something else to drink that's not
nope.
Brussels sprouts?
In fact,
soda?
You got to take that home with you.
Water there.
That's your going away prize. What do you got? You got soda in the thing, right?
You want
don't know if I'm going to be able to have Thanksgiving dinner this year. That's all I'm going to think about.
I will.
I'm going to have this with Thanksgiving dinner. When I eat my cranberry, I'm going to drink my cranberry.
And when you eat your Brussels sprouts, you're going to drink it?
We don't have Brussels sprouts Thanksgiving.
Oh.
That's too bad. When I have my turkey gravy, I'm going to drink my turkey gravy as well. Wash it down with the flavor.
That was disgusting.
Yeah.
The aftertaste is worse than drinking it.
Yeah.
No, the initial taste is pretty
bad. Put it in my mouth and I was holding my nose, like not holding it, but you know how you can.
Not, yeah.
I was blocking it off. Yeah. And then I just opened my nose and just. Oh,
right into the cup. I thought you were going to throw up all over.
I thought I was too.
Oh, God. It's.
I have never put anything worse in my mouth.
Not even cock. I'd rather
drink gallons of Negro semen.
Yes. I can smell it too.
I can't smell it.
All right. I lied about the Negro semen.
I wasn't lying about cock, though. I'd rather have penis in my mouth than that.
Well, maybe it's my own.
God. Well, Julia, thanks for nothing.
Yeah.
Go back to studying.
I thought it was going
to
be a little bit more
exciting
than that.
So what have you learned about the Civil War so far?
The mic, honey.
Uh-huh, right.
No, my first test was on, the clauses, and now I have to cover 1861 to 1865. And he just gives us a blue book, and he's like, just write about everything you've learned.
You read up about car prices. Blue book.
Yeah, I know.
UFO, Project Blue Book.
I was thinking of that. Well, that was...
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Thank you for coming.
I wish I could have tried the other three. Four.
No, you don't.
They didn't taste very good.
Bad.
They were. So you guys all lied to me when you said they were all pretty good.
Yeah.
Totally.
I said cranberry was good.
Cranberry was good.
Cranberry was drinkable. The rest of them were garbage.
Well, then how come you guys drank all of it?
We
dumped them out.
Oh.
No, because we divided one bottle into the four of us.
I see.
Yeah. All right. Get out.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Is she staying for dinner?
Or? Oh, we used your real name.
Oh, we're having pizza. Do you want any? Bard's bringing it home. It's great on the radio show.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, I'll just be here when you guys
are done. I talked to Barbara. I thought she said she wasn't.
Nah, she is. What time? Did we start this conversation?
We made her see things differently.
When's the pizza getting here?
I don't know, about 10 minutes. Five, 10 minutes.
Let's stick around and have some pizza.
Kind of do.
Let's stick around and have some pizza.
I didn't have dinner, and Jason went to his parents' house for dinner.
Well, there you go. Eat some pizza.
Yeah.
Eat some pizza.
Have some dinner with us.
Well, I guess that's it for the show.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, that's it.
we're gonna play Owen or.
We'll have to do it next week.
We'll do it next week. Right. Wow.
Because I wanted to actually cut the show down to an hour.
All right.
And
we're at an hour 20.
We're at an hour and 20. So, I don't know.
Still though, it's a fun show. That was sickening.
The second half was good, but. All right.
Well, see you later.
Yeah.
See you later.
Yeah.
All right.
See ya next week.
Yeah.
Email us.
aristocratsdep@AOL.com. That's right. Don't you forget it. Mark that down? Log it, Carly. Log it.
Write it down.
You love logging.
Movies.
Movies, movies, movies.
See you later. Oh, wait, I forgot something.
Oh, what'd you forget?
Oh, I can't do it now.
Oh, shit. You fucked up our outro.
I fucked up the whole entire show. Shit.
Email us, seriously, though.
Yeah, sure.
Or leave a comment on our page, something.
Yeah.
All right, ready?
I want to read some emails.
But that's my